direct from Orlando. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2016. Brought to you by Hims. Go make it happen with Go Vision, the new transportable video magnifier with optical character recognition and the ability to enlarge and customize files, photos, or videos from your cell phone, tablet, or computer. Hims. Lifestyle innovation. Now, here's Chancey Fleet.
Hi, I'm here with Larry Skutkan, who is the Director of Technology Product Research at the American Printing House for the Blind, and who has several products, including a new low-cost Braille display, tactile talking maps, and a new MP3 player for individuals with mobility impairments. So I know people are really curious about the new Braille display, so let's start out with that.
Okay. So this is a project from the Transforming Braille Group, which is a group of 11 organizations from around the world that got together and decided that there had to be a better way to get the price of refreshable Braille technology down. So we funded a project to the tune of $1.25 million. And ended up with a product from Orbit Research, the people that make the calculators. And we've got a prototype here. It'll be out in October for around $500. And it is a 20-cell, 8-dot refreshable Braille display that works just like you would think normally for a refreshable Braille display with, you know, iOS, Android, Mac, PC, anything that has a screen reader that supports Braille. But it also has standalone functionality. So in the standalone mode, in fact, this was its original intent, was to be a reader as a way to distribute Braille to the developing countries in a less expensive way. And this standalone functionality includes the reader, as you would expect, but also a file manager to take care of the files on the SD card. And then also we've added a simple text editor. Now, it's not Microsoft Word or anything. It's just your basic editing functions to take notes with. But it works really well. And
may I ask about that editor? What file format can it handle?
It doesn't handle any file format. It's just raw editing. So when you save it, you assign the file format when you get it to your PC. So you're either going to type in Braille or in text. But it doesn't do Word or anything like that. It's just writing notes. Like on a Braille writer, you know, you just write however you want. No codes, anything.
Okay. And what about the battery?
Actually, you can write any code you want with it, any language.
And how's the battery?
We specified it to work for a whole day, but leaving it on here, this is really the most we've used it. I use it every day since about December, and I've been getting about a week out of it, but here it looks like 3 solid days of use. But the official specs are 1 full day of use with it. It's a rechargeable battery, user replaceable, so everything on this thing is made to be inexpensive and easy to repair and maintain.
Fantastic. What types of things have enabled you to lower the cost of the Braille display? What's different about this Braille display?
Well, Orbit Research developed a whole different Braille technology. You know, up to now everybody's been using piezoelectric. And this is a different technology. And also we've cut costs in some other areas, like we didn't put cursor routing buttons on it. It's probably not as small as some of them. I mean, it's not big by any means. It's only 6 inches wide, 4 inches from front to back, and a little, about an inch tall, weighs about a pound. But you've seen it, hadn't you?
I have.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Anything else we should know about the Braille display?
Just that the Braille is excellent on it. You can't push it down, so the design of the technology locks it into place, so you don't have to. With piezoelectric, you have to worry about breaking the rods, which is why you can push the pins down and they give. But this one, you can actually push as hard as you want and they're not going to give. And it, a lot of people have said it looks like signage braille or Dynatape braille, and it does. It's very crisp and distinct.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Okay, thank you. So I understand that you also have a talking tactile map of the USA.
Yes, this is a project that came from, I don't know if you're familiar with Steve Landau. He's been in this business for years and years and is probably the expert in the country. But what it is a little pen. And it uses a special paper. You don't have to know all this to use it, but what you do is touch the map with the pen, and it'll give you information, and you can tap it again and get, you know, keep drilling down to more specific information. So you get a lot of labeling, a lot of, dense labeling without cluttering up the tactile aspect of it by using the audio.
Yeah, that's super important because Braille is, what, a 29-point font if it were print, so yeah. Saving that space with yeah. Layered audio is great. So what does that retail for?
$259 for the map.
So the talking tactile map of the USA is $259. And do you guys have plans to develop any other maps, like a world map or any others?
I don't know the specifics of that project, but I would suspect so. I mean, it's a very effective way to present a lot of information.
Definitely.
Sorry, I don't actually know that information.
That's quite all right. So do tell us a little bit about the Smart Brailler.
Yeah, so this Smart Brailler is a project between Perkins and APH. And what it essentially is a Perkins Next Generation Brailler with electronics on it. And those electronics are a screen with some controls so that as a student is typing, it can announce what they're embossing on the Braille paper. And it also shows up on the screen, both in print and in simulated Braille. So the whole idea is to let a parent or a teacher work with a beginning Braille learner. And we've included apps on there that use our Building on Patterns series to teach Braille. So it gives you exercises and tells you if you're correct or not. And of course, the whole time it's embossing them on the paper as well.
Now, when you purchase that Smart Brailler, are the apps bundled or do you get those separately?
It's on there already.
Excellent. So lastly, could you explain a little bit about the Joy Reader? What problem is this device solving and how is it different from other MP3 players that are out there?
So the Joy Player is a... we have a department at APH for multiple disabilities, and ever since the demise of the cassette tape, it's been difficult to get switch-controlled, easy playback for students that have mobility problems. So the Joy Player is an MP3 player that uses NLS cartridges to store the things, store the files on, so they're easy to put into the device. And then the buttons are real big, and there's just four or five of them. And so it's easy for a student with mobility impairments to have this thing strapped onto the wheelchair and just hit it with their hand and be able to get some reaction out of it, either with the play and stop or fast forward and so forth. So just a very easy to control with both the large buttons and also with switch controls.
And is that available on federal quota funds?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Well, if people want to check out the full APH catalog and find out more information, where can they go?
They can go to aph.org.
Okay, short and simple. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.